From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. Arcata police are ready to hand over their findings in the David Josiah Lawson death investigation to the district attorney's office. The Times-Standard reports it will be up to the DA to determine what charges may be filed and against whom. Lawson was an HSU student when he was stabbed to death at a house party last year. A McKinleyville resident, Kyle Zollner, was arrested at the scene, but a judge dismissed the case against him before it got to trial. Reportedly, since then, police have collected additional DNA samples from people who were there that night. No decision as yet from a judge on the status of the licenses of two bars. The 30-day deliberation period has passed for a ruling on Sideline Sports Bar and Toby and Jack's, both located on 9th Street in Arcata. In the spring, nine patrons and three employees between the two establishments were busted during an undercover drug operation by Alcohol and Beverage Control. That agency will have 100 days to review and consider whatever it is the judge handling the issue decides. Not guilty, the plea from an Arcata man charged in the deadly stabbing of another man last week. 26-year-old Brandon Watson made a court appearance connected to the death of 26-year-old Peter Triantos, who was found lying in the street outside the Jam on October 25th. Watson is charged with murder. Police say they did get a brief statement from Triantos before he died at Mad River Community Hospital. 13,000 pot plants were eradicated during an illegal pot-growing operation in the Rancho Sequoia area. The Humboldt County Sheriff's Office Drug Enforcement Unit moved in on four parcels Tuesday. They also found more than 500 pounds of processed pot. A firearm was seized as well. No arrests were made. Well, Christmas tree permits will be available for purchase from all Six Rivers National Forest offices November 5th through December 21st. Christmas tree permits may also be purchased by mail and at the Del Norte County Chamber of Commerce in Crescent City. A Christmas tree permit is $10 with a limit of two per household. One person may purchase up to five permits, however, separate names and addresses have to be provided. Each permit will come with a tag that has to be signed and attached to the cut tree. Trees may be cut and removed any day of the week. Individuals must be 18 or older to purchase a permit. The Forest Service accepts cash, check, or credit and debit cards as payment, and all sales are final with no refunds. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.